George just told us about his great massage experience yesterday. Well, joining us now on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is a Deep Throat informant who says that he was or she was the person that gave George his massage yesterday and has some more details about that experience and wanted to keep their identity secret, so we are putting their voice through a digital machine to disguise their identity. Hello, Deep Throat informant. Thank you for coming forward and thank you for your courage.
Thank you for allowing me to speak
this is not the person who gave me a massage yesterday.
Well, let's ask this Deep Throat informant, were you a part of the process?
I gave one George Dunham a massage at his home a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
And ever since then, I have been in deep and prolonged counseling.
Do you remember this at your home, George?
No, I've never had someone come out to my house and give me a massage.
Let me speak of the incident of which you speak to me.
What?
I arrived at George's palatial manor, and he already had the candles and the Kenny G going.
I don't have a Kenny G CD.
The front door was opened, and I followed the trail of the soothing saxophone. This led to Mr. Dunham's bedroom. He was already naked and wearing false eyelashes.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
I instructed him to lie on the table, and he did. But I think he misunderstood the term deep tissue massage.
Why do you think that?
Because he opened himself for me to massage his prostate.
What? I did not.
That was a little clue that he misunderstood it.
That is ridiculous.
Just a little clue.
I said to him at that point, I don't do that. And he snapped back, what did I buy the cucumber for then?
All right.
It was then that I saw the cucumber with the Randy Rogers logo on it.
That is ridiculous. There's no such thing.
As I began to massage him, the groans and curse words emitted from his mouth with surprising regularity.
Curse words.
Outrage.
He moaned and said strange things like, thank you, Daddy, and oh, yeah, you Japanese bitch.
I did not.
These things confused and frightened me. We were halfway through the massage when I told him, why am I still working on your buttocks when it is your shoulder that is bothering me?
None of this happened.
He wouldn't let you leave the buttocks?
No. He wanted me to focus on them grotesquely.
What?
At the end of the hour, I told him I was just about to finish up, and he replied, so am I.
All right, that's about enough. I've had about enough.
George, this is quite scandalous.
None of this happened, so it's not scandalous.
Then his body convulsed.
Oh, gosh.
After he was done with his massage, he made me dress up as Dan McCarney, the new head coach at North Texas.
Doesn't match up if you were there a year and a half ago. Yeah,
timeline doesn't really work there. But.
He had the whole outfit laid out for me.
Oh, God.
The sunglasses, the coaching shorts, and a box of Kleenex to stuff down the front of the shorts.
What?
To give it a little bit more relief.
Your timeline doesn't match up. This is all false.
He then pulled a gun on me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez.
And as he trained it on my forehead with an unsteady hand, he commanded me to massage myself as he watched.
Please.
I started with my chest very tentatively. His eyes narrowed, and he spit out the word, low
Stop it.
What a scene.
I went to my stomach, and he cocked the pistol. Lower, he said.
I did not.
The blood running from his nostril and pooling above his upper lip.
Wait, what happened there?
I don't know. It's stuff that doesn't need to be in this bit, but it's in there for some reason.
Then, after I was done, he walked over to the closet door.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened it, revealing Jody Dean in a Wonder Woman outfit.
All right.
Oh, my God, I cannot say anymore.
None of that happened.
Quite revealing.
His timeline did not match up, proving that that was a made-up story. 848 here.